It's 96 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. The deal to build and operate interstate toll lanes in Tennessee has failed to impress one international bank. The Tennessee Lookout reports UBS has downgraded the stock for a Spanish construction firm leading the consortium called DriveTN. That group is tapped to tackle Governor Bill Lee's Choice Lane pilot program on Interstate 24. The DriveTN group agreed to guarantee the state will walk away with $25 billion from toll revenues over a few decades. Analysts at the Swiss bank say those numbers don't add up. They say the bid cost much more per mile than other managed lanes in the company's portfolio, and they point out that other bidders promise less than half as much payout to the state. They suggest the DriveTN bid may have been inflated in an attempt to secure the contract. Retail, restaurants, and research labs are coming to the parking lots around Vanderbilt. Nashville's Metro Council greenlit the university's proposed innovation neighborhood this week. The plan is to transform the western edge of the campus into a mixed-use district. Even Kathy, a director at Vanderbilt, described the project at a council meeting last month.
Vanderbilt intends to turn 40 acres of what is mostly surface parking lots west of our campus into a hub for innovation here in Nashville, Tennessee. So what that looks like is we want to create a place where innovation can thrive, where entrepreneurs and startups can be in close proximity to our faculty and our researchers.
But the development has drawn scrutiny from Vanderbilt's neighbors who fear the scale and possible congestion. Here's Preston Quirk, who lives nearby, speaking at the same meeting.
What is now nice student recreational fields that help the transition from the university to the neighborhoods is proposed to be replaced by tall buildings and a minimal winding green path. It feels to me like the king is trampling the little people. Let's bring down the scale of this development next to our neighborhood.
Ultimately, the Metro Council gave the plan a thumbs up with some amendments, like limiting building heights and requiring bird-friendly facades. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News, Nashville Public Radio.